The BC Prosecution Service, BCPS, has stayed a charge of assault causing bodily harm against a police dog handler, saying the case would not be possible to prove in court. The charge related to a July 12, 2020 incident in Abbotsford in which Const. Simon Corderisle of the Lower Mainland Integrated Police Dog Services directed his police service dog to gain control of a suspect who was physically resisting arrest. The dog bit the suspect twice, causing injuries. One injury required stitches. The incident. The BCPS issued a timeline of events in the case. That July day, Abbotsford police responded to a complaint that a man had allegedly committed an intimate partner violence-related assault, was intoxicated by drugs, and had barricaded himself in a small bedroom with his 3-year-old son. 8 police officers, including Corderisle, entered the house where they found the man and his son sleeping in the bedroom. The child was removed, after which Corderisle and 4 other officers attempted to arrest the man. While another officer was waking the man, Corderisle and his police service dog were at the bedroom door. A police officer told the man he was under arrest for assault, and the officer was able to put handcuffs on one of his wrists. However, the man resisted, yelling at police, questioning their right to be in the room, pulling his arms away from the officers, flailing with his torso, and moving his legs in such a way that he was sliding down the bed. Officers tried to regain control of the man with physical force, including striking him several times. The struggle continued until the man slid off the bed onto the floor near Corderisle and the dog. The man's physical position made it difficult for the officers to control him. Meanwhile, the dog was barking and bit the man twice. The man was then cuffed and subdued. There is no evidence that any officer asked Const. Corderisle to deploy the dog, and no evidence that Const. Corderisle gave any warning before setting the dog on the man, the BCPS said. None of the 4 officers in the bedroom heard Const. Corderisle issue any commands to his dog. The BCPS said Corderisle was controlling the police service dog with a harness and a collar at all times during the incident. Officer interviews. The BC Prosecution Service said 2 of the officers who were in the bedroom said they considered using different types of force when they were unable to physically restrain the man. Among weapons considered but ruled out were a baton, bear spray, and a beanbag rifle. 3 out of the 4 officers said that they had lost control of the fight with the AP, and that the use of force by deploying the dog was appropriate in ending the man's active resistance and concluding the incident, the BCPS said. They said that other force options other than the dog were either not available or would have caused greater physical harm to the man. The charge assessment. Charge information was sworn in Abbotsford Provincial Court on October 20, 2022 after an investigation by the Independent Investigations Office. Since the initial charge assessment, the BCPS said, the prosecutor who initially approved the charge did witness interviews and received additional relevant information from witnesses. After a full and careful review of all the available evidence, the assigned Crown Counsel concluded that it would not be possible to prove, beyond a reasonable doubt, that the accused committed any offense in relation to the incident, the service said, adding the charged offense no longer met the charge assessment standard, and the assigned prosecutor has stayed the charge.